Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 65 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, before we even start with the story, I want to say that I'm going to share a story about a funeral custom, actually a few funeral customs from Tibet, and we're going to focus on something they call a sky funeral.
Sounds lovely.
Well, with that being said, it's not meant to be disrespectful to the Tibetan Buddhism religion mm-hmm. or to Tibetans in general. This is just what they actually do.
Okay.
I was completely fascinated by this custom when I first heard of it a couple of days ago. So let's jump into it.
Okay.
This episode will not be for everybody.
Oh.
So I'm just going to say, If it gets to be a little much, turn it off.
Oh, okay. Well, can I leave the room?
No, you cannot.
Oh.
All right. A sky funeral is simply the disposal of a corpse to be devoured by vultures.
Okay. I know there's got to be a reason for this, so let's hear it.
There is. I'll get into that a little more, but in basics, in Tibetan Buddhism, sky burials is believed to represent their wishes to go to heaven. It's the most widespread way for the common person to actually deal with the dead today in Tibet.
Okay, so that's something they do today still.
Oh yeah, this is normal.
Okay.
So let's get into some details. If a Tibetan dies, the corpse is it's wrapped up in a white Tibetan cloth, and it's placed in the corner of the house for 3 to 5 days. No embalming.
Oh.
During that time, monks or llamas. I'm just waiting on you to make a llama comment.
Oh, no. I'm too invested in this story now.
Monks or llamas are asked to read the scripture aloud so that the souls can be released from purgatory.
Oh, that's nice.
The family member. All the family members just kind of stop what they're doing, any activities they got going on, in order to create a peaceful environment to allow a convenient passage for ascension of the souls into heaven. So you got me so far.
I have you.
Okay, now the story is going to get a little hard to listen to for some people.
Okay. Got my earplugs in.
After the monks have done this part, right?
Mm-hmm.
The family members will choose a lucky day, and someone with the family who's been appointed will carry the body away to a quote-unquote burial site. There are like 1,200 different burial sites. For this type of ritual. The day before the burial, the family members take off the clothes of the deceased. They put the body in a fetal position. More specifically, they actually put the body kind of bent into like a sitting position with the head against the knees.
Okay. I guess you can do that if you don't embalm them. Is that right? Or
I think rigor mortis starts sitting in anyway.
Oh, but how did that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
On the dawn of the lucky day, the body is sent to the quote-unquote burial site among the mountains, which are far away from a residential area.
Okay.
Then, SU, smoke, is burned to attract vultures. Now, I want to point out that the reason for doing this is because Tibetan Buddhists believe that the vultures come and eat the body, you know, if they do, Because mm-hmm. that's the plan, is to draw them in for the vultures to come and eat the body. Now, if they eat the body, it means that the dead have no sins and that his or her soul has gone peacefully to the paradise.
Wow.
Just leaving behind a shell, basically. And that's what the vultures are feeding off of.
That's so interesting.
These vultures on the mountain are considered holy birds. And they only eat human bodies. They don't attack any small animals in the nearby areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
They're full.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Any remains left by the vultures must be collected and burned while the monks chant to redeem the sins of the dead. Now, I want to talk a little more about this process, go a little bit deeper, so to speak, and I'll do that right after this quick sponsor break. All right, Tracy, the person who is actually responsible for this part of the ceremony mm-hmm. of bringing the body up, after the birds have finished what they're doing, that person then has to cut off the limbs and hack the body into pieces.
Oh my gosh.
They hand the pieces that they kind of hack off to the assistant, who uses a rock to pound the flesh and the bones to a pulp.
Okay, so which job would you want?
I don't want either.
I don't want either.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to be honest with you. They don't look at this is the whole thing about different cultures and different religions. They don't look at this mm-hmm. the same way that we do on the outside looking in.
Right.
They say that the people doing this, they're whistling and they're singing and they're smiling, and because they're doing a service to somebody, a good service. This is a part of their transition. This is a good thing for them. Mm-hmm. So they don't look at it like they would, you know, like it's a serial killer doing something. They look at it as, hey, this is just what we do, and this is how you transition somebody. We're helping them get to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of doing this is it's the person's one last chance to give back and to the earth. They're using their flesh to feed the animals, and they're using, you know, they end up grinding some of this stuff up and feeding it to, like, cows and livestock and stuff like that.
Yay.
All right, so.
But, you know, I mean, it from us looking in, that sounds pretty awful.
Right.
But I can, when you explain it like that, I totally see their point. And, I mean, at least the person has passed on.
Yeah, they don't think of their body as.
Yes, right. You
know. Now, sometimes the internal organs are removed and processed separately. Those are then consumed also by the vultures. The hair is removed from the head, and it may be kept at a monastery, or it may just be tossed away.
They utilize everything.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Now, some of the well-known places to do these sky burials in Tibet, I'll say some of them, but I mean the most well-known. There's a couple, obviously, but the most well-known is called Drejung Til Monastery. It's embedded right on a steep rock face of a cliff overlooking Moonpa Valley. It's said that there are an average 10 bodies a day brought here.
Oh my goodness, wow. And
remember I told you there was like
1,200
of these places around.
Wow.
Okay, now the sky burial may be the most popular burial method, but it's not the only method. There are also stupa and fire burials, water burials, and the occasional cliff and tree burials. And I'm going to touch on each one of those real quick, but we won't dwell like we did with that one. So the stupa burial is the most sacred of all burials in Tibet. Stupa is a Tibetan Buddhist religious site. It's like a religious monument mm-hmm. made on a certain site. And it's reserved for Dalai Lamas, Panda Lamas, and living Buddhas. So I'm not sure what each one of those are, but mm-hmm. obviously they are held in high esteem of the Buddhist religion.
Okay, so let me stop you. So like the Dalai Lama, does he, I know you said there's different ways, but he doesn't get that way, right?
Yes, the Dalai Lama is one of them that gets that way. He gets, the Dalai Lama gets the stupa burial.
Okay, he didn't get the one you just talked about.
No.
Okay.
No, so what happens is, After the nirvana of a high lama, in these cases, the body's actually embalmed. Then the body's dehydrated, wrapped in rare medicinal herbs and spices, sometimes gold flakes and saffron are scattered on the body. Then the corpse is moved to the stupa, which is the monument, and preserved for worshiping. So almost basically mummified.
Wow. I'd rather be that. So, I'm sorry, I know you're still talking, but so obviously these people know how it's going to end. What's going to happen to them. Right. Do they get a choice?
No, because a lot of it has to do with your stature in society.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And actually, we'll touch on that here in just a little bit, because I'm going to touch a little bit on that. But like in this case, the corpse is moved to the tupa, like I said, and preserved for worshiping. And these supas are constructed of either gold, sometimes silver, sometimes wood, and sometimes earth. And the style of the stupa is actually based on the ranking of the lama.
Okay.
The higher the ranking,
there you get the gold,
the nicer the stupa.
Gotcha.
Now, you've got fire burials, and it's kind of what you would think. It's cremation, but it's reserved for high monks and aristocrats. So you got to be a high monk or aristocrat to get that. So that kind of goes into some of your saying. You might not know when you're 12 what you're getting, but by the time you die, you will know what you're
know.
Getting.
You know, okay. So I guess you better step it up if you want the gold, right?
Well, in this one, the corpse is seated up on a stack of wood, and straw is poured with butter, and then you're burned. It's kind of like Supernatural.
Oh, wow. It's kind of so interesting.
Then the ashes of the sainted monks. If you're a sainted monk, it's going to be put in a wood box or an earth jar and then buried, or your ashes are scattered.
Okay.
It's however you choose, you know, the family or whatever chooses to do it, or maybe you choose beforehand.
Okay, so they do have a choice on that.
Yes. The sainted living Buddhas or lamas, their ashes are put in a small gold or silver tower together with classic books and musical instruments and stuff like that. And then they can be kind of like worshiped later.
Oh my gosh.
Now, some of these others, you get a water burial, okay? Now, this consists of taking the corpse, it's wrapped in a white cloth and just disposed of in the river. There's two different ways to look at this on the views of the water burial. In areas where sky burials, as we talked about at first, are the dominant practice, water burials are actually considered to be an inferior way to dispose of a body.
Never mind.
It would be the way to dispose of beggars and those with low social status.
Aww.
Because I think it costs more to actually do a sky burial.
That makes me sad.
In other places where vultures aren't plentiful, water burials are actually the most common way to do the burials. So it really depends on where you're at. If you're at a place with no vultures, that's the way to do it. But if you're at a place with vultures and you're doing a water burial, it's because you just can't afford it.
Okay, so which would you choose?
I don't care. I'm dead.
Well, that's true.
Because if you go into water, you're going to end up getting eaten by fish and other plant life. I mean, water life. All right. To Tibetans, to simply bury someone like we do here is actually considered the most inferior way to do a body.
Wow. You're probably right.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much more space we'd have if we didn't have cemeteries?
Oh, my goodness. I know.
We mentioned tree burials. What would you think that would consist of? And I'm going to tell you ahead of time, you're going to be wrong.
Well, I'm always wrong, so. I don't know. Buried beneath a tree or by a tree. Not beneath it, but up in the tree.
This is for children. The corpse of a child is placed in a wooden box and hung in a tree in a remote forest, so other children don't see them.
What? Forever?
Forever.
So you mean to tell me that they have trees just with little, like, boxes hanging in them?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then they have cliff burials.
But, okay. So, wait. I think it's amazing that they do not want the children to see that. But do the children not see the other burials or no?
Well, these...
Or they know about them?
If you see videos, these are like up on the top of mountains and stuff. So, no. And well, let's touch on that because I really didn't. The thing about the sky burials, mm-hmm. once they leave the family and they get taken up there, there's no family members allowed to be present.
So oh, there's nobody, not?
So no, you don't see any of that. You oh. don't, as the family, you don't see that. Just the okay. person that is taking the body up there and
well, doing that's
the
good.
Crushing of the body.
That,
the
no, that's good. That's good. Because I would think that would be more traumatic than...
Probably not, because they don't look at it that way.
Well, no, that's very true. That's I got to remember that. That's just amazing.
But the last one, let's touch on this one, because it's really not that much different. But there's what they call cliff burials.
Mm-hmm.
And in cliff burials, they take people, they actually put them in a wooden box, and then they just take them up on a cliff and leave them.
They just leave them? They don't push them off?
No.
I know that sounded terrible, but...
No, it would be senseless to take them all the way to the top of the cliff and then push them off.
Well, that... You could have just... That was stupid.
But in those cases, the bodies just naturally,
yeah,
you know, deteriorate, or sometimes
okay.
birds find their way to it. But
okay.
And I don't know why one would choose, I didn't see anything tell me why they would choose the cliff burial where you put them up there in a box as opposed to just putting them for the vultures to get. So I don't know the answer to that.
So do they, after a certain amount of time, this sounds stupid.
They never
too.
Go back.
They wherever, never go back.
No.
There's always just boxes up there
there's
forever.
Boxes and bones everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
I will advise you, if you can stomach it, to go to YouTube and watch any videos on Tibetan sky burials. And it's tough to watch. And there's some very graphic videos,
yeah,
very graphic pictures.
I will not be watching that. That's terrible. But that is so interesting how they do that. That is so interesting.
And this is actually starting to be a problem, not because of that, because it's starting to become a major tourist attraction.
Oh, no
because
way.
Because people are going up on the mountains and watching these things take place.
Dude,
and,
I thought nobody was allowed up there.
Well, family's not allowed up there. But supposedly, from some of the videos I saw, there were locals that were complaining that their own government was kind of selling them out and allowing this to happen.
Oh, no, that's not cool. That is not cool.
So,
why in the hell would you want to go watch something like that? Why in the world?
I have no idea. I have definitely have no intuition at all as to why somebody would want to do that. And I definitely have no desire to do it myself.
No. Well, they just need to let them people be and let them do what they believe in. And that should be, that's their sacred ground. So they should not let people do that at all. Wow, what a story.
So, a little different than we normally carry, but it does fit.
No, it really does. It's just so daggone interesting.
And I hope we were respectful.
I hope so, because it really opens your eyes to how other cultures are. And I mean, I think it's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, it's
well, that's like,
it's not what I would want for sure, but
that's like that little town, or that, I can't remember, it's a town or a country, to where every year they dig up their dead ancestors and then dress them up. And oh yeah, I mean, it's somewhere over in Asia.
Uh-huh.
But they, I mean, they dig them up and they have like a celebration for a week and hang out with them. And it's like,
wait, after they are bones, or
well, they're kind of mummified, I guess, because they're constantly digging them up and I mean, they dig the caskets up and open them up and they dance around with them. We've covered that before on the show, on like a short or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they do, and to them it's a great thing.
I know, it's so funny. I mean, that's not funny, but to us that would be heartbreaking.
Oh,
to,
yeah,
I mean,
you just couldn't imagine,
because I would be sobbing my eyes out, like, "Mommy, come back for real," you know. And I don't know how, but I guess if that's the way they believe,
well, most of us don't want to fathom seeing one of our friends or relatives,
of course not,
in that situation.
No. I mean, you buried them once, you don't want to resurrect unless you know they're back for real. I mean, and that's not going to happen. So
no.
Hey, go on.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for this edition of our very, possibly the strangest episode we've ever done.
That was a really good show, honestly.
All right, we love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.